Good afternoon, and you're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bashton, and welcome to the George Bashton Show. So right here we have is our 13th episode, which is The Many Faces of Funk Music. Funk is one of those genres that you can recognize pretty quickly, but it's also a genre that's constantly changing over time. It started with the sounds of soul, R&B, and jazz, but over time, well, that is being made into rock, disco, hip-hop, and electronic music all combined together to have a lot of different styles. And today, I want to follow that evolution and look at some of the different ways funk has been interpreted. So throughout this hour, we'll move very quickly through funk, P-funk, soul funk, jazz funk, funk rock, Afro-funk, disco, G-funk, electro-funk, hip-hop, and some more contemporary experimental sounds. And these styles sound pretty quickly different from each other, and they all have one thing in common, the groove. Well, let's get into it. The first song we're going to play for our set list today is going to be Reading and Drawing by Rob Arujo from the album Nakama. So let's see how this sounds right here. You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Reading and Drawing by Rob Arujo. So up next, we have another one here. It's going to be Red Net by Placebo, which is from the album 1973. Thank you. This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Red Net by Placebo. Up next is Golden Sun by Michelle David and De True Tones. You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Golden Sun by Michelle David and De True Tones. So this first set I've played to you has some of the foundations of funk itself. And as you know, funk developed out of soul and R&B back in the 20th century, but musicians began putting much more on the rhythm section and much more sound to it. Instead of the rhythm just supporting the song, the bass, the drums, and the guitar become a major part of what people were listening to. So Rob Arujo's Nakama album, which has a more modern interpretation of the early funk sound and has a strong focus on groove and rhythm. And then we got Placebo's Red Net, which is the song we played for you, but for this takes us toward the more psychedelic side of funk, which is called P-Funk. And this is known for its larger-than-life sound, which has combined funk grooves with rock, psychedelic music, and unusual production. And then the song that we just played moves into soul funk, where we have Michelle David and De True Tones. The song Golden Sun brings the connection back to soul music. And it shows that funk isn't separate from itself, from its earlier influences, and is still enrooted in them and still has strong ties. And that's one of the interesting things about funk. And even as it changes, it keeps coming back to the same idea, that groove is the main part of music. So before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. Who are you?
We're Strange Breed from Vancouver!
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Vancouver music scene has so much talent, and more people should utilize the resources that we have in Canada, because not most, like the U.S. doesn't have anything like Factor or Creative BC, like kind of things, you know. We're pretty lucky.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CGSF's YouTube page or on our website at cgsf.ca/studio6.
All right, now we're going to do our second set of songs for today. And we have a new different type of song that combines funk with a different type of culture to it. This song we're going to play for you is called Brazilian Spirit, featuring Theo Crocker by Moises dos Santos, which is from the album Maria. This is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Brazilian Spirit by Moises dos Santos featuring Theo Crocker. Up next is a cover of Ain't No Sunshine by JJ's Bounty Hunters.
Thank you.
is CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Ain't No Sunshine by JJ's Bounty Hunters from the album J-Funk Origins. Up next, we have Hall of Fame by Cherie from the album You, Me, and My Ego.
Better than your top 10. I know you a fan now. I'ma make them stand up. Show you how to stand up. Better than your top 10. I know you a fan now.
You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Hall of Fame by Cherie. This next set shows that funk started connecting with other musical traditions, which we hear right here. So the first one we had was jazz funk, which brought together the improvisation of harmony and jazz with the strong rhythmic foundation of funk. Moises dos Santos, which has the song Brazilian Spirit featuring Theo Crocker, continues that connection and also brings Brazilian influences into the mix of all that. After that, we played a funk rock piece that takes the groove of funk and puts into a louder rock setting. We played JJ's Bounty Hunters, and it shows how the guitar, bass, and rhythm can work together to create something that feels funky and rock-oriented. And then we moved to Afro-funk and also R&B as well, which is and pop, which funk has a long relationship with the music itself. And the music across R&B and also the pop world have taken ideas from American funk and combined them with their own rhythm and musical traditions. Cherie's Hall of Fame gives us a more contemporary example of how funk can continue to appear within its modern music. And all these examples show that funk isn't one sound. It's more like a musical language that can be adapted to different cultures, instruments, and genres. And before we can continue further, here is a quick public service announcement.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
All right, now we're going to go to our third set of songs for this episode. We have for you Supernature, the instrumental climax edit by Cerrone from the album Supernature. You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM, Burnaby, and you just heard Supernature by Cerrone. Up next we have here is going to be Got the Love by Mofak, featuring Pamela O'Neill.
Oh, I like the way you feel. That magic touch.
This is CGSF 91.FM Burnaby, and you just heard Got the Love by MoFak featuring Pamela O'Neill. Up next is Gecko by Arlo Parks.
The new management in conjunction with Oneness Enterprise proudly presents the UK Border Clash every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I'm moving on the strobes on the floor. Maria's standing there holding both her heels. Sequins on her jeans. Yeah, she looks unreal. I haven't seen her around here for months. I make my way towards her. She looks so lost. Yeah, she looks so lost. Yeah, she looks unreal. Says I could only tell you this. I don't know what the hell I need. I kinda wish I was.
Gonna be a
You're listening to CGSF 9.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Gecko by Arlo Parks. So this party episode shows now that funk moves into the dance music and electronic production of things. So what we first heard was disco, which took a lot of the ideas from funk, especially with its bass lines, its repetition, and its danceable rhythms. Cerrone becomes one of the important figures in the development of disco, and Supernature shows that funk can be expanded into a much more electronic and club-oriented sound. Then after that, we heard G-Funk, which, if you guys don't know, is about later developing through the connection between funk and hip-hop. Producers began sampling and reworking older funk sounds, especially bass lines and melodies, and turning them into foundations of new hip-hop productions. And then after that, we heard MoFak Got the Love, featuring Pamela O'Neill, which carries some of the West Coast-inspired funk sound into a more modern production. Arlo Parks takes things in another direction with Gecko here. Funk influences also become part of the contemporary electronic and alternative sound that's being presented, not as traditional funk, but more as something else that could be bridging other genres together. And this another example is how funk keeps adapting, and the original sounds don't disappear because they get sampled, they get reinterpreted, and they turn into something completely new, which I find extremely interesting. So before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
All right, now we're going to close off today's show with our final set of songs here. Well, the first one we have for you right now is What Are You Saying by Aquaculture, which is from the album 1783.
What are you?
This is CGSF 91.FM Burnaby, and you just heard, What Are You Saying by Aquaculture. My bad, I just got the script wrong. Up next, we have Right Hand Man by Katie Tupper.
I'm becoming your first hand right man centerpiece. You're leaning on me for deep down in a piece. I'm slipping away. The pressure's making me bleed. Crawling on new. And threw it in the garbage. Said I was a handful, made me a other limb. Save my breath, guys, there's no point in talking. I'm a thought inside your head. All my words leave you so disappointed. Without a warning, I'm becoming your first and right man centerpiece. You're leaning on me.
You're listening to CGSF 91.5 FM Burnaby, and that was Right Hand Man by Katie Tupper, closing out today's show. So throughout this episode, we've followed funk through its early connections to soul and R&B, through P-funk, jazz funk, rock, disco, G-funk, when we had just played hip-hop, and we're going to have next contemporary experimental music for you. So what's interesting is that the sound of funk has changed a lot over time, and the importance of rhythm and groove has stayed there still. Funk has been sampled by hip-hop producers, which you've heard here, and have been transformed by electronic musicians and combined with jazz and rock, and has adapted by artists from different cultures and generations. And even when the music doesn't sound like traditional funk anymore, you can still hear some of those ideas underneath it. The bass, the rhythm, the repetition, and the feeling of the movement are all there still. And that's probably what makes funk so influential, because it doesn't have to stay the same to remain recognizable. And before we can continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
This one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, Afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
All right. Now, we're now ending this episode here because we put this episode together and it shows that one musical idea can keep traveling into completely different genres. I have one more song to play before moving on to the next show. It'll be Duality by Slickback, which is from the album Attrition, which I hope I'm spelling that correctly. Well, thanks for tuning in to The Many Faces of Funk. This is George Bastian, and you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Have a great day. Now, here we have is Duality.
Who's that?